Welcome to Amman, a city that's developed into one of the most liberal and laid back in the Middle East, where traditional Arabia coexists pretty comfortably with Western consumerism. And nowhere is that more obvious than here in the enormous Mecca Mall. Amman's existed in its various guises for about 9,000 years. In that time, it's been conquered by the Assyrians, Persians, Macedonians and Ottomans, amongst others. And this week, hoping to plunder the 3 points they needed to qualify for the World Cup, it was the turn of the Japanese. In the form of the national team, who are just going through their final training session before the match here at the King Abdullah Stadium. 350 journalists and around 1,000 travelling fans whose job it will be to make themselves heard amongst the 20,000 inside the King Abdullah. From Gary Lineker and Zico adding the stardust to the first J-League season to being regulars at the World Cup, Japanese football's come a very long way. Kozu Tashima is the Japan Football Association's 55-year-old vice president, who also used to play for the national team as a striker.
20 years ago, Japan was a second-class country in Asia. We could not qualify to the Olympic Games even and the World Cup Games, any big tournament in the world. But we renewed the youth development and coaches' education. And of course, we are so lucky because at the same time, our football association decided 2002 the World Cup to be held in Japan. And 1993, our J-League started. Our youth development constantly leveled up. And in 1999, FIFA Under-20 World Cup in Nigeria is a finalist. We lost against a Spanish team. Football has no magic. Very, very hard work, very patiently. And then come some big success. We have a dream to win the World Cup until the 2050, as we'd like to be a champion of the World Cup. But of course, Aria is much, much better, yeah. But I don't know when.
But if Japan have come far in a couple of decades, so too have Jordan. Only their progression is in just 4 years. They're coached by Adnan Hamad, or Captain Adnan, as he's affectionately known here. He took his native Iraq to a shock fourth-place finish at the 2004 Olympics. 5 years later, he took over the Jordan national team. Since then, he's guided them to the quarterfinals of the Asian Cup and, for the first time in the country's history, the final round of World Cup qualifying. But what's the secret of his success?
Many reasons. I think the first thing, we work the family group. This is very, very important. And the tactic, I think, we choose the best system the player easily play, and the teamwork also is very successful. We have very good youth player, and I give him good chance, and we make together good spirit.
Well, 2.5 hours to go before kickoff. I'm outside the King Abdullah Stadium, surrounded by the vendors at every game. Anywhere in the world, there's always someone who spots a business opportunity, and this is no different. There's the guy selling the flags, there's the scarf seller, there's the air horn seller, who by the sound of things is doing brisk business. There's a guy selling nuts, and also there's someone who we hope shortly will open up his ice cream store, which is a loose interpretation of a cold bucket, but on a very warm day, those will be very welcome. And there's already been drama, even before we've got into the stadium, because news has come through from Sydney that Australia and Oman have drawn 2-2, which means that now all Japan need to do to qualify for the World Cup is draw. So I wonder what that will do for the Japanese mentality and for the Jordanian mentality.
All the players know what mean this match, what mean for the people in Jordan. This match change everything, maybe it changed the life of any player and his family. And we have good chance to win the match. the player know what to do in this match. Also, I think Japan lose two best players, Honda and Nakatomo. I think we have good chance.
Kagawa Shinji, la la la, la 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 la. Kagawa Shinji, la la la.
Twenty 20,000 people are crammed inside the stadium, and amongst them, to my left, on the plush couches, the Jordanian royalty, led by Prince Ali, the president of the Jordanian Football Association.
Yeah, well, in sport, there's no such thing as royalty. Look, I'm a fan. I've been with these boys for over 10 years now. I've tried to do my best, but I'm very proud of them. You know, they've been through a lot with no government support, or barely any government support, by the way. And that's something that very few people realize about Jordan. But they are good boys, and I hope that the boys will always punch above their ranking. And I hope we win.
Just before the halftime whistle went, Jordan took the lead, and it was the rising superstar of Jordanian football, the 21-year-old midfielder Khalil Beni Atteya, who rose above everyone in the penalty area to head home from a corner.
You must know, in 4 years, every official match we win in Jordan. We lost only one match against Iraq. And this match not important because we qualified before this match.
And now midway through the second half, just after Shinji Kagawa had an excellent chance to equalise for Japan, Jordan have gone and scored again, and it's 2-0. Ahmed Hayel. Oh! Well, game on here, because with 20 minutes to go, Japan have pulled one back. Shinji Kagawa with the goal. So it's 2-1. And remember, just a point will see Japan through. So one more goal and they're in the World Cup. And now, just less than a minute after that, Japan have been given a penalty. Yasuhito Endo, the man with 126 caps to his name, is going to take this penalty. This kick could possibly earn Japan the golden ticket to Brazil. Oh, it's the save! Ahmed Shafia, the goalkeeper, who was said to have been injured before the game, has saved Endo's penalty kick, and Jordan remain in the lead, 2-1. And that's it! There goes the final whistle, and they've done it! They've done it! Jordan have beaten Japan, and they've gone second in World Cup qualifying Group B with two games to go. Japan will qualify for the World Cup. They've still got two games to get the point they need. But tonight, the story in Amman is all about the Neshama, the courageous, as they're known, the national team of Jordan.
We have 7 point, and we play a last match against Oman, also in Amman. I think good chance, maybe another match between the Australia Chaban, Australia Iraq, maybe also the other teams lose many points. It's my big dream, also the big dream for the people here in Jordan and for player. I hope we go to qualify, and we, inshallah, we do that.